Portraits, British Area Authority 70. To ask an Englishman to talk about himself is a difficult assignment, since natural reserve must be overcome, says Elder John Maxwell of Retford, Nottinghamshire, England, a member of the Europe North Area Presidency. He added, "My wife said that the process was akin to extracting teeth. Still, as a member of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society of Great Britain, he knows a great deal about relieving pain." Elder Maxwell earned a Bachelor of Pharmacy degree from the University of London and a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University of Bradford. He is retired as Director of Pharmacy for the Rotherham Health Authority and is now a senior lecturer in pharmacy at the University of Nottingham. In his late teens, growing up in a mining village in South Yorkshire, he considered a career as minister in the Church of England, attending regularly as a choir member. Then Latter-day Saint missionaries knocked on the Maxwell's door. After several months of investigation, he joined the church in 1957, the only member of his family to be baptized. The next year, Brother Maxwell left for London to commence his undergraduate studies. There he told his friend, Elizabeth Sheila Wright, about the church. She and her mother were soon baptized. After Elizabeth and John finished their studies, they were married and then sealed in the London Temple. Elder and Sister Maxwell have 4 living children and 8 grandchildren. 2 children died in infancy. The influence of the gospel is profound and permeated all of our decisions and thinking, particularly when times were difficult, says Elder Maxwell. We have always tried to hold family home evenings, family councils, and family prayers, and we involve our children in the programs of the church. Our children and grandchildren are a particular delight to us. We are grateful for them, for their faith and testimonies, and for the love they show to us and to each other. Strengthening the fold in Palenque. Because of civil uprisings in 1994, full-time missionaries were pulled out of many areas in southern Mexico. Some fledgling branches, such as the one in Palenque, were closed. When missionaries returned some 2 years later, they faced the challenges of reopening the branch, locating and reactivating scattered members, baptizing new converts, and preparing members for leadership. Among the first missionaries to arrive were Elder Bartolome de la Cruz Reyes and his wife Natalia of the Arbolita Ward, Mexico City, Mexico La Perla Stake. This couple literally rescued our branch, says President Benjamin D. De Hoyas Estrada, a new Area Authority 70. Their secret, hearts filled with love for the Lord, for one another, and their fellow men. Sister De La Cruz walks with me and I walk with her, says Elder De La Cruz. This is the feeling we have, lots of love for our brothers and sisters, all of them, whether they are members of the church or not. Within a few months of their arrival in Palenque, the branch had grown from just a handful of people attending meetings to an average weekly attendance of 50. Soon the branch had outgrown the rented house where they held meetings and moved to a larger meeting place. Elder De La Cruz retired from his job early to serve. He and his wife had attended a meeting in Mexico City and heard Elder Lino Alvarez of the 70 encourage couples to serve full-time missions. Facing the loss of some retirement benefits by retiring early, Elder and Sister De La Cruz nevertheless felt the Spirit telling them that now was the right time to go. We did lose some benefits, he says, but our Heavenly Father has given us so much more. We decided to share with our brothers and sisters what we feel for Him. For me, it has been a great happiness and joy to come to know and teach these brothers and sisters in Palenque and to bring more members to the church, says Sister De La Cruz. I feel greatly strengthened by being with them. Elder De La Cruz gently takes his wife by the hand and gives her a smile. Perhaps we have deficiency, he says, but we do our part, and the Lord adds whatever we're lacking to accomplish what we need to do. Latter-day Saint teachers visit to Russia. 2 Latter-day Saint school teachers from Utah were among 8 chosen nationwide to participate in an exchange program sponsored by Partners in Education and the American Council for Teachers of Russian during October 1998. Sarah Hacken from the Sharon 2nd Ward, Orm, Utah, Sharon Stake, and Bart Farnsworth from the Tippinogas 6th Ward, Pleasant Grove, Utah, Tippinogas Stake, visited Rostov-on-Don, located about 650 miles south of Moscow. We were asked to visit classrooms, to observe how democracy, citizenship, and government were being taught to a new generation of Russians, says Sister Hacken. Though the classrooms were austere, the teachers and students were anxious to learn about living in a democracy. In the Rostov School District, 15 teachers had developed the Game of Democracy to help students learn about political parties and how to vote. In one school, students and teachers alike wanted to know how to organize a student council, what decisions it made, and how it affected the students. "It's all new to them," says Bart. "In one school, we were proudly given a copy of a student newspaper. It represented their newfound freedom of the press." During conversations about freedom of religion, both Bart and Sarah were asked about their own beliefs, which led to discussions about the church. Their adherence to the Word of Wisdom also stirred interest in their religion, and in one place they were asked to explain their beliefs to a group of 150 college students and professors. One night, while attending a formal dinner with the president of the Polytechnic University of Novocherkassk, Sister Hacken felt to give him a cassette tape of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Through a translation, Sarah asked, "Do you like music?" He nodded, and she offered him the tape, explaining that it included the history of her church. "Everywhere we went, our religion occasioned as much interest as our civic involvement," says Sister Hacken. "If you love missionary work, the Lord will open doors." In the spotlight, Marilyn Jensen Dougal of Portland, Oregon, was recently recognized as the 1999 Oregon Mother of the Year. Sister Dougal is the mother of 11 children and a member of the Raleigh Hills Ward, Beaverton, Oregon stake. 6 of her sons and a daughter have served full-time missions. 2 fellow nominees for the Oregon Award were also active members of the church. Sisters Marjorie J. Hepler of Oregon City and Karma Swalberg Puffer of Molalla were both finalists in the competition. Lisa Wagner of the La'ia 8th Ward, La'ia Hawaii, North Hawaii stake, is another LDS woman being recognized as an exceptional mother. Sister Wagner was named Hawaii's Young Mother of the Year in 1999. She is the mother of 3 adopted children and credits the gospel with her success as a mother. "My testimony and my belief in the church are what have made me the person I am today," says Sister Wagner. End of Portraits.